I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. So here's a new music introduction to the newly named program Land and Livestock Report. Now, during this time, we'll still be discussing livestock industry issues, just change the program's name to more accurately describe the topics of future programming. In addition to livestock subjects, we'll also be bringing you experts on land and pasture management and water issues. So while it's no longer called Open Range, this program will continue to bring you information about research, events, legislative issues, management topics, and markets affecting today's livestock industry. At his confirmation hearing last week, USDA Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue asked those senators on the committee to examine the topic of how to pay for fighting future wildfires, and he echoed the views of former Ag secretaries.
I would love for you and your colleagues to consider looking at forest fires like we do many other natural disasters as well, to put a funding mechanism in there, just like hurricanes or tornadoes that we use there would qualify for those types of funds, because Secretary Vilsack was very disheartened by the fact of having to come up with millions of dollars from other parts of the budget. It was not very effective.
Two-thirds of the U.S. Forest Service budget is usually spent on wildfire suppression, while only one-third is spent towards maintenance and management. Perdue said,
"We're upside down on that. We need to be doing at least two-thirds of the budget in managing healthy forests in order to prevent forest fires."
That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.